Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, Preakness comes your way tomorrow, the second leg of the Triple Crown. Probably one of the weaker classic fields we've seen. Obviously, Justify has chased away a lot of the competitors. Some will wait to go after him in the Belmont. We're joined now by Hall of Fame jockey Jerry Bailey. Jerry, welcome. How are you?
I'm wet. It's a mess down here.
Oh, it's amazing, which is right up his alley after the last race. You know, I was going to ask you, were we going to see, you know, something different on a dry track? But it looks like he's going to get the same kind of track. The weather, of course, in the East being incredibly bad, and it's supposed to be bad again tomorrow. So it sounds like he'll get the same kind of race again.
Yeah, it does, Mike. Look, it's been raining for 4 days here and hard. The riders say the track is safe, the bottom's good, so it's just another mess like we had in Louisville, and I would expect Justify to handle it just as well. Good Magic probably handle it just as well. So for at least for those two, I don't think it's an issue, and maybe even Bravazo, who ran really well considering those wide two out.
Do you think Justify has been elevated at all on the off track? He's run on a bad track. He's run on a muddy track and a sloppy track in two of his four starts. Do you think he was in any way elevated by that, or is he this good?
I think it's just like every other horse that runs, a good horse that runs well in the mud, that it doesn't matter to him. He still brings his great performances regardless of the surface. I don't think he gets better on it, but I think he runs just as well while others might struggle.
Good Magic comes back after a solid outing. Any reason to believe he can turn the tables?
Not an obvious reason. Look, he was never within, it was never closer than a length. He was never further than three lengths away, and he got beat 2.5. I watched the race again and again and again in Kentucky, and I think Justify, if they both bring their same races, Justify's a better horse. So how does he beat him? Well, Justify's going to either have to run slower this time for some reason. Something weird happens to start, you know, negatively for Justify, or Good Magic's going to have to just run faster. I don't know if he can. Short of that, you know, the obvious reasons are, answer is no, he probably can't make up the difference.
A couple of horses chased the 1-2 finishes to this race. Number one, Wayne likes to compete in any of the races he can compete in. We know that about him. That's his way. He's old school. Bravazo, you mentioned maybe with a trouble trip. Do you think he had any reason or any excuse? Do you think he'll run better in this race?
Well, I think he got beat 8 lengths. I think he ran about 5 lengths farther than Justify. But he's got the outside post again. So unless he can magically work to the rail and have an inside post and Justify's 3 or 4 wide the entire trip, which is probably not likely. No, I don't think, you know, just everything else being equal, that he can make up the difference. But I think he will run a solid race.
How about Lone Sailor? Anything out of him?
Nah, he was, you know, it's funny that as fast as they went early in the Derby, you thought a closer would make up some ground, but he and Justify, Lone Sailor and Justify, ran the identical times the last 3 furlongs, so obviously he wasn't making up any ground,
yeah.
At least not enough.
Man, he looked like he was doing it easily. And any of the newcomers, do you think anybody who's new to the chase from the Triple Crown standpoint, to give anybody, some people have mentioned Quip, anybody you give any chance to be in the mix tomorrow?
Mike, you know, the new horses, they just haven't proved that they're even close to fast enough. They just really haven't. Quip, from the same ownership group as Justify, is probably going to, they said he's going to be up close early, but he's really not fast enough to outrun Justify, even the first part of it. So, no, the answer is no. None of the new guys can outrun him.
Talking with Jerry Bailey, of course, the Preakness tomorrow, the second leg's going to be on a wet track. But listen, the spring we've had, it's wet everywhere almost in this part of the country. I mean, the whole Eastern Seaboard's been deluged for months. Let's just talk about Justify's race, Jerry. It looked as easy as a Triple Crown race could ever look. How did it look to you from a jockey standpoint?
Well, it was amazing that he ran that fast that early. One of the fastest first quarters ever, probably in the top dozen first half fastest derbies for a horse that went on and won. So it was amazing that he was able to run that fast early. And then still, he ran slow late, but that's the nature of running fast early, but it still was able to maintain that margin. So I can't see how the Preakness, no matter how it unfolds, can be that much more difficult than what he did in the Derby. Unless something like, you know, like his heel was bothering him. He burned it, he bruised his heel out of the Derby. And for a couple of days, it was kind of a question mark. He seems to look good here. He's traveled over the track well. I mean, that's still, you don't want to see that. You want to see nothing go wrong. So I guess that's the only question mark, unless there's just bad luck at the start.
Do you see him? I mean, you know, listen, people wondered if he is experienced enough. You want to see him do it on the track. You know, Baffert has said everything about this horse, you know, listen, comparing him and even saying he could be better than American Pharoah, which is hard to believe, but he has said that. Again, we'll wait to see that at the Belmont, but is there anything you've seen that gives you pause or gives you any thought that he might not be the horse that Baffert thinks he is?
So here's the thing that you can't see that might be a possibility. The better the horse, the harder it is to tell if the last race took a lot out of him. The good ones always meet you at stall early in the morning, eager to go out, and even for a jockey or a trainer, listen, I was on their backs, Mike, for 30 years, and off brilliant performances, even I didn't know until the top of the stretch if the horse was going to reproduce, because they fool you. They just do everything so easy, the really good ones do. So we're really not going to know until about a second after Mike Smith knows, which will probably be somewhere before he turns for home.
Yeah, I don't think that we'll all be shocked if he doesn't win this race. I mean, listen.
And look at Mike. You know, the difference with a Pharoah is this is the fifth race in a short amount of time, in since February 18th. Pharoah didn't have this many races this close together. So that's the only difference.
And he hasn't wavered. His performances have been incredibly consistent for the four races. I mean, almost scarily consistent in terms of performance.
His worst race, Justify's worst race, is better than any other horse's best race.
I mean, that says it right there. I mean, listen, we might be looking at, I know it's hard to believe this quickly, but we might be looking at another super horse. It's possible.
We could be.
Yes, it's
could
absolutely.
Be.
And I think we all expect that tomorrow. Listen, I appreciate you giving us a couple of minutes, and it'll be more interesting at the Belmont because there'll be a lot of these other guys will come forward who waited, and we'll get some new shooters. So he'll have some different competition, but this one's starting to look like a little bit of, we'll probably get the same finish we had 1-2 in the Derby. We'll probably get that in the Preakness.
In all likelihood. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Jerry, very much. Jerry Bailey at the Preakness for NBC, back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.